Welcome to Zikhu Daf Sin Mani Mamar by Avram Goldar and Dinner Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Zayin. The first perek, Dinei Mamonos B'Shlosha. The Zikhu Masechta Sanhedrin program has been dedicated to Zikhu Nishmas Rav Moshe Binyamin ben Rav Menachem and his son Rav Menachem Avram ben Rav Moshe Binyamin. May their neshamas have an aliyah. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the Pasuk says that when Moshe Benu selected judges for the 70 members of Sanhedrin, two men, Eldad and Medad, remained in the camp. In a braisa, some say, but kalpinishtaira, they remained in the box. Because Moshe was told to gather 70 people, which did not allow for an equal number of members from each shevet, Moshe chose 6 potential members from each shevet and wrote zakin on 70 lots and left 2 blank. Eldad and Medad were afraid to draw blank lots, and their lots, which said zakin, remained in the box. Rabbi Shimon says they literally remained in the camp because they said, "Ein anu ruyin wa osagdua, we are not worthy for this greatness." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hoyo umatatem atzmachem, since you humbled yourselves, harini mosib gudua guduaschem, I will add greatness to your greatness." The other 70 elders prophesied and then stopped. The hem nisnabu v'lopasku, and they prophesied and did not stop. Point number two, 3 opinions are given as to what Nebuah was prophesied by Eldad and Medad. Number one, they said, Moshe will die, Yehoshua machnis es Yisrael la'aretz, Yehoshua will bring Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Number two, Rabbi Eliezer says that prophecy was about the quails, and they said, Ali Slav, arise quails, arise quails. Number three, Rav Nachman says the prophecy was about Gog and Magog, based on a pasuk. The Gemara asks, according to the last 2 opinions, why did Yehoshua say to Moshe, Adini Moshe Klaim, my master Moshe, destroy them? It answers, the Lev Orach Ara, it was not appropriate for them to prophesy in Moshe's presence. The Havilei Ketalmid Hamor Halacha Lifnei Rabo, because it was like a student ruling on a halacha in his teacher's presence. The Gemara then asks, according to the first opinion, why did Moshe say, Mi Yitain? Would that all of Hashem's nations were prophets, since their Nebuah was about his passing? It answers that he was not told the content of their Nebuah. The Gemara explains how Yeshua intended that Moshe should destroy them. Hitelen Sarchi Tzibor, place upon them the needs of the community, Vehen Kalin Me'elehen, and they'll be destroyed on their own. Tosos explains that this will cause their Nebuah to cease. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan listed qualifications for members of a Sanhedrin of 23 judges. They must be Bali Koma, Bali Chochma, Bali Mare, Bali Zigna, and Bali Kshafim, men of height, men of wisdom, men of impressive appearance, men of age, men learned in witchcraft to prevent them from escaping, Yodim Beshivim Lushan, and they must know the 70 languages to avoid hearing testimony through an interpreter. Rav says an appointee must be Mishi Yodei Lataris Hasheretz Min HaTorah, one who knows how to purify Hasheretz according to biblical law through his academic abilities. Rav himself advanced such an argument. Ma nachash shememis umar betumah, if a snake which kills and thereby increases tumah, yet is itself tahor, then a Hasheretz which does not kill should certainly be tahor. The Gemara rejects his argument. Midi dahavi akotz ba'alma, it's like a mere thorn which can also kill but is tahor. Rav says the Sanhedrin is only appointed in a city in which there are 2 people who can speak the 70 languages, and one more who understands them. Although a braisa requires 3 judges to know the 70 languages, and adds that if there are 4, in lamala hemenu, there's no better Sanhedrin than it, another braisa supports Rav's position. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the pasuk says that when Moshe Rabbeinu selected judges for the 70 members of Sanhedrin, 2 men, Eldad and Medad, remained in the camp. In a braisa, some say, but kalpinishtaira, they remained in the box. Because Moshe was told to gather 70 people, which did not allow for an equal number of members from each shevet, Moshe chose 6 potential members from each shevet and wrote zakin on 70 lots and left 2 blank. Eldad and Medad were afraid to draw blank lots, and their lots, which said zakin, remained in the box. Rabbi Shimon says they literally remained in the camp because they said, "Ein anu ruyin wa osagdua, we are not worthy for this greatness." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hoyo umatatem atzmachem, since you humbled yourselves, harini mosib gudua guduaschem, I will add greatness to your greatness." The other 70 elders prophesied and then stopped. The hem nisnabu v'lopasku, and they prophesied and did not stop. Point number 2, 3 opinions are given as to what Nebuah was prophesied by Eldad and Medad. Number 1, they said, Moshe will die, Yehoshua machnis es Yisrael la'aretz, Yehoshua will bring Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Number 2, Rabbi Eliezer says that prophecy was about the quails, and they said, Ali Slav, arise quails, arise quails. Number 3, Rav Nachman says the prophecy was about Gog and Magog, based on a pasuk. The Gemara asks, according to the last 2 opinions, why did Yehoshua say to Moshe, Adini Moshe Klaim, my master Moshe, destroy them? It answers, the Lev Orach Ara, it was not appropriate for them to prophesy in Moshe's presence. The Havilei Ketalmid Hamor Halacha Lifnei Rabo, because it was like a student ruling on a halacha in his teacher's presence. The Gemara then asks, according to the first opinion, why did Moshe say, Mi Yitain? Would that all of Hashem's nations were prophets, since their nevuah was about his passing? It answers that he was not told the content of their nevuah. The Gemara explains how Yeshua intended that Moshe should destroy them. Hitel Ohen Tzarchei Tzibor, place upon them the needs of the community, and they'll be destroyed on their own. Tosos explains that this will cause their nevuah to cease. And point number three, Rabbi Yochanan listed qualifications for members of a Sanhedrin of 23 judges. They must be Bali Koma, Bali Chochma, Bali Mare, Bali Zitna, and Bali Kshafim, men of height, men of wisdom, men of impressive appearance, men of age, men learned in witchcraft to prevent them from escaping, Yodim Beshibim Lashon, and they must know the 70 languages to avoid hearing testimony through an interpreter. Rav says an appointee must be Mishi Yodei Lataris Hasheretz Min HaTorah, one who knows how to purify Hasheretz according to biblical law through his academic abilities. Rav himself advanced such an argument. Ma nachash shememis umarbit tuma. If a snake which kills and thereby increases tuma, yet is itself tahor, then a Hasheretz which does not kill should certainly be tahor. The Gemara rejects his argument. Midi dahavi akotz ba'alma. It's like a mere thorn which can also kill but is tahor. Rav says the Sanhedrin is only appointed in a city in which there are two people who can speak the 70 languages, and one more who understands them. Although a braisa requires three judges to know the 70 languages, and adds that if there are four, in l'mala hemenu, there's no better Sanhedrin than it, another braisa supports Rav's position. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Yud Zayin, and our standard Simon is a used car, so here goes. At Eldad Umedad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, as the owners announced that a man named Yehoshua won a huge van to take to Eretz Yisrael, giving a ride to 23 judges, all of them wise, tall, well-versed in witchcraft, and knowing 70 languages. Once again, slow motion. At Eldad Umedad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, that must be on Daf Yud Zayin. At Eldad Umedad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the story of Eldad Umedad remaining in the camp, one shot being that Eldad Umedad were afraid to draw blank lots when the 70 judges were chosen, and their lots, which said Zaken, remained in the box. So at Eldad Umedad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, as the owners announced that a man named Yehoshua won a huge van to take to Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, three opinions are given as to what Nevuah was prophesied by Eldad Umedad. The first shot being, they said Moshe will die and Yehoshua will bring Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So at Eldad Umedad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, as the owners announced that a man named Yehoshua won a huge van to take to Eretz Yisrael, giving a ride to 23 judges, all of them wise, tall, well-versed in witchcraft, and knowing 70 languages, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan listed qualifications for members of a Sanhedrin of 23 judges. They must be Bali Koma, Bali Chachma, Bali Mare, Bali Zigna, and Bali Kshafim, men of height, men of wisdom, men of impressive appearance, men of age, men learned in witchcraft to prevent the parties from escaping, Yodim Bishibim Lashon, and they must know the 70 languages to avoid hearing testimony through an interpreter. So once again, at Eldad Umedad Motors, where they were raffling off a used car, two tickets got left in the raffle, as the owners announced that a man named Yehoshua won a huge van to take to Eretz Yisrael, giving a ride to 23 judges, all of them wise, tall, well-versed in witchcraft, and knowing 70 languages. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabach Hazar, Daf Yud Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Yud Gimel is a Bar Mitzvah Bacher. So here goes. The Bar Mitzvah Boy, that must be on Daf Yud Gimel. The Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekufa Gomer, or Maschil, which reminds us the Gemara brings the machlokes about Ibur Shana to ensure the autumn Tekufa is in Chag HaAsif. So the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekufa Gomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after 14 days of Nisan gives us a leap year, which reminds Gemara brings the fifth opinion that Tekufas Nisan must fall in the renewal of Nisan. So the Bar Mitzvah boy totally lost the crowd when he darshaned about the day of the Tishrei season falling out in Chol HaMoed and Yom Tekufa Gomer, or Maschil. And when he changed tracks and explained how the Nisan season falling out after the 14 days of Nisan gives us a leap year, three rabbis got up from the head table and called him Rebbe, giving him smicha, which reminds us, Rav Acha Breda Rava asked Rav Ashi if the one giving smicha must literally lean his hand on the one receiving smicha, and he answered, no, they ordain him by giving him a title. They call him Rebbe, and they give him permission to judge Dine Kanasos. Daf Yadal, so the simmer Daf Yadal relates to Yad hand, and we use a juggler for the simmer. So here goes. The juggler, that must be on Daf Yud Dalet Yud, and Juggler. The juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, which reminds us, Gemara relates how Rav Yehuda ben Baba sacrificed his life to perpetuate smicha when he gave it to five zekanim and was subsequently killed by the Romans who drove 300 spears into him. So the juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, who only did the smicha routine in Eretz Yisrael for audiences in Eretz Yisrael, which reminds us, we learned that smicha can only be given if both the party giving the smicha and the parties receiving the smicha are in Eretz Yisrael. So the juggler juggling spears and five pins with the names of great rabbis with smicha on them, who only did the smicha routine in Eretz Yisrael for audiences in Eretz Yisrael, almost dropped one of his pins when he was shocked seeing the entire Sanhedrin walk by on their way to measure for an egla arufa, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about the number of dayanim for egla arufa, and the third opinion requires the entire Sanhedrin to come to measure for it. Daf Tezvav, so the Siman Daf Tezvav relates to Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl, that must be on Daf Tezvav, Tu B'Shvat, fruit bowl. The man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl was being appraised for payment by three judges, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Archim Metaltalin, Archim, which are movable items, are appraised by three judges. The Gemara said fixed Archim only apply to people, and three interpretations are given. The third one is Rabbi Yavo, who explains that someone said Erech Yalai, my Erech value is upon me, and his assets are being collected as payment. If his Metaltalin are collected, they are appraised by three people. Ravina was asked why an accurate appraisal is critical in this final interpretation, which is bringing in an item to Hekdesh. He replied, it's a svara. What's the difference between bringing something into Hekdesh and removing it, meaning redeeming it? Just as redeeming requires three judges to prevent a mistaken loss to Hekdesh, bringing items into Hekdesh to pay a debt requires an accurate appraisal to avoid errors. So the man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl was being appraised for payment by three judges, was standing next to a man who had said Demei Alai, who was waiting for 10 men to appraise his value, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that Adam, a person requires 10 people to be appraised for Hekdesh. Since a person cannot become Hekdesh, Rabbi Yavo explains it refers to one who said Demei Alai, my value is upon me. A Braisa teaches that the person is appraised like a slave being sold in the market, and since Avadim are compared with a Hekdesh to land, 10 appraisers are required. So, the man who said Erech Yalai, whose fruit bowl was being appraised for payment by three judges, was standing next to a man who had said Demei Alai, who was waiting for 10 people to appraise his value, who was almost run over by a man trying to kill a lion that killed a person, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, the Tanakhama said that lions, wolves, and other dangerous animals also required 23 judges to put them to death for killing someone. Eliezer says, Kol kodem horgan zacha, whoever is first to kill the merits, and no judges are required. Reish Lakish clarifies, v'hu shehemisu. This applies only if they actually killed someone, but Eliezer agrees they are not killed if they never killed a person. He holds, yesh len tarbus v'yesh len balim. These animals can be tamed and do have owners. Rabbi Yochanan holds they can be killed outright, even if they never killed anyone, because he holds they could not be tamed and have no owners. Daf Tez Zayin. So the Siman Daf Tez Zayin is an acrobat with large toes. So here goes. The acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must be on Daf Tez Zayin. The acrobat with large toes performing for an entire Shevet awaiting their judgment for serving a Avodah Zorah from a Sanhedrin of 71, which reminds us, we learned that an entire Shevet which served Avodah Zorah is judged by a Sanhedrin of 71. So the acrobat with large toes performing for an entire Shevet, awaiting their judgment for serving Avodah Zorah from a Sanhedrin of 71, swung over soldiers on their way to request permission from the Sanhedrin to go to war for the spoils, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that in Melchemes of Rishus, an optional war requires the consent of Sanhedrin. The Gemara derives this from Rabbi Shimon Chasida's statement, who taught that a harp hung above David's bed, and the north wind would blow on it at midnight, causing the harp to play. Immediately, David would rise and learn Torah until the morning, and then when he was told the nation required a parnassa, David then said to wage war against foreign nations to obtain sustenance. Immediately, they consulted Achitofel for advice, requested the Sanhedrin's permission, and asked the Urim Metumim if they would succeed. So, the acrobat with large toes performing for an entire Shevet, awaiting their judgment for serving Avodah Zorah from a Sanhedrin of 71, swung over soldiers on their way to request permission from the Sanhedrin to go to war for the spoils, who were coming from a city spared from being an Ir HaNidachas because it was near the border, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that a border city cannot be declared an Ir HaNidachas, which the Gemara darshans from Ir Kirbecha, from your midst, excluding the border area. Further, a Braisa gives a practical reason. Shemi Yishmu Nachrim Yachrivu as Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps Goyim will hear about the unprotected border and destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara explains this Tana is Rabbi Shimon, who darshans reasons for laws taught by Psukim. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which Duff you and the one who said to me a lie, my value is upon me. 10 appraisers are required. That's on Duff. Tezvav. Good. Number two, which Duff you discuss the qualifications for members of a Sanhedrin of 23? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin. Good. Number three, which Duff do we learn that an entire Sheva which served Avodah Zorah is judged by the Sanhedrin of 71? That's on Duff. Tezayin. Good. Number four, which Duff do we learn three different Pshatim for the Nevuah of Eldad and Medad? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin. Good. Number five, which Duff do we learn the second explanation of Chizkiah's mistake being Ma'abr the year on the 30th day of Adar? That's on Duff. Yud Beis. Good. Number six, which of the learn a border city cannot be declared an Iri Nidachas? That's on Duff. Tezayin. Good. Number seven, which Duff do we machokes about the number of Dayanim for Egla Rufa? And the third opinion is that it requires the entire Sanhedrin to come out to measure. That's on Duff. Yud Dalet. Good. Number eight, which Duff do we have the story of Eldad and Medad remaining in the camp? That's on Duff. Yud Zayin. Good. Number nine, which Duff did the incident of Shmuel Katan taking the blame for someone coming uninvited to discuss extending the year? That's on Duff. Yud Av. Good. Number 10, which Duff did we learn that a Milchemes Rashus, an optional war, requires the consent of the Sanhedrin? That's on Duff. Tez Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.